On a planet at the edge of known space, above the hollow well of a gleaming metallic table, a quarter-sized three-dimensional image of a tall biped rotated between graphs and scrolling lines of anatomical and physiological data. In a spoon-like seat, suspended from the White Room's towering ceiling, sat Higo Damask, dwarfed by a trio of slender-tailed scientists, two crested males, and a female whose complexion was more gray than white.
"This being is representative of the entire species?" the scientist called Ni Timor asked in a gentle, almost susurrant voice.
"This one murdered 6 members of his species," Damask said. "But he is otherwise typical of the Yinchori."
Tenebris had introduced him to the planet Kamino early on in his apprenticeship, but he hadn't visited in more than 3 years. In stocking Sojourn's Greel forests with rare and in some cases extinct fauna, he had hired the Kaminoans to grow clones from biological samples he procured through brokers of genetic materials. The glassy eyes, long necks, and sleek bodies of the bipedal indigenes spoke to a marine past, though in fact they had been land dwellers for millions of years preceding a great flood that had inundated Kamino. With global catastrophe looming, most technologically advanced sentient species would have abandoned their homeworld and reached for the stars. But the Kaminoans had instead constructed massive stilt cities that were completed even while the oceans of their world were rising and submerging the continents. They had also turned their considerable intellect to the science of cloning as a means of ensuring the survival of their species, and along the way had taken genetic replication farther than any known species in the galaxy. Residing outside the galactic rim, the Kaminoans performed their work in secret and only for the very wealthy. It was unlikely, in any case, that they would have abided by the Republic's restrictions on cloning. Moral principles regarding natural selection seemed to be something they had left on the floor of what was now Kamino's planet-wide ocean, which perhaps explained why they were no more reluctant about providing game animals for Sojourn than they were about supplying shovel-handed clones to work in the mines of inhospitable Subterral. Damask considered them to be one of the galaxy's most progressive species, almost Sith-like in their emotional aloofness and scientific objectivity. The female scientist, Kosai, had highlighted an area of the Yinchori's midbrain.
"The lack of neural pathways to the forebrain indicates an innate proclivity for violence, although the absence could be idiosyncratic."
The third Kaminoan, Laknor, called for an enhancement of the highlighted area.
"The Yanchori's violent nature could complicate matters, Magister. Without access to sociological studies, we have no means of determining to what degree the culture of violence shapes the beings born into it. A clone raised in a laboratory setting might exhibit feral behavior unless provided with some means to express aggression."
"An outlet," Kosai offered.
"Scientific studies are available," Damask said. "The question is, can compliance be bred into them without affecting their violent tendencies?"
"Probably not without disturbing the basic personality matrix," Kosai said. "We might produce a clone that is merely Yinchori in aspect, but lacks the signature characteristics of the species."
Damask frowned. "That won't do."
"Have you considered using a more acquiescent species?" Ni Timor asked.
"Which would you recommend?"
"One of the placid species. Dithorians, for example, or Kaamasi?"
Damask shook his head. "Neither species would suit my purposes. What about humans?"
"Our experience with humans is limited, though of course we have grown many replacement organs." "Human emotionalism is somewhat problematic," Kosai said, "but not unsolvable."
Damask considered the comment and then agreed with the Kaminoan's assessment.